Oh yeah, welcome to the Red Pill News. We are powered by coffee, coffee, coffee. No BS coffee either. I'm not going to say the brand because they don't advertise on the show, man. And that's the breaks. How are you guys doing out there? Are you avoiding the zombies and the zombie apocalypse? Are you staying away from the freaks, the geeks, and the people who think they're sheiks? I don't know, man. I hope you are. I hope you're safe. I see what's going on out there, and I see this government walking away from the fight of COVID-19, trying to say it's an endemic now. It's more like the flu. They have given up because they don't know what to do. And this is a crisis situation. The only thing I can say to you is that you need to protect yourselves. And they're telling people at day five, you can walk out the door with symptoms. You know, you could have 102 fever and go hang out at a party, man, or go somewhere, whatever, or even some congestion and still be positive. And you're going to go out there and spread it. You're going to spread it. The people you experience are going to get it. And then, oh, yeah, what's the answer? Their answer is to walk away. So keep in mind, this current administration, their answer is to walk away. I will never forget all of these things. Never, never, never. And this is something that you all need to learn about humanity, that the rats jumped the ship. When the people that we pay, who are supposed to represent us and keep us safe, they only care about their bottom line. They don't care about the science. They don't care about you, your family. You know, I was reading this article about the bodies piling up in this New York City, right? You know, not just there either, but this particular article was just referencing the city. So, you know, they got refrigerator trucks full of bodies. The hospitals are producing bodies, not just from COVID, you know, from other things too. So, but COVID compounds it. You still have bodies from that, right? And they're piling up and they're piling up. And listen to the guy who runs the crematorium on, you know, on a good day, we can do 8 bodies. On, you know, a bad day, we have all these burners and, you know, he's talking about, I'm picking up 2 more bodies and I got to go up and get another 2 and I'm not going to, you know, put them in until Saturday. It's like you listen to this and you're like, these people have lives, families, memories, you know, triumphs, achievements, you know what I mean? Love, all kinds of stuff. Now they're defined as just some slab of meat that this guy's got to toss in a crematorium. This is what we've become, or is this what we are all along and what we've been? Because I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like any part of it. So, and people better change their stinking attitudes towards one another, or you're going to have nothing, you know? So, here it is, the new Omicron variant. It's still new, you know. It's only been a few weeks. You ever see that movie 28 Days Later? It's kind of descriptive of the 28 days of outbreaks and all that. But I'll tell you, this isn't going to be the last game in town, you know. And all of their hodgepodge of, you know, use an automated site, look the other way, act like it's the flu, learn how to live with it. This, you're talking about something completely different. The flu may affect you in this way, that way, you know, this COVID-19 will affect your organs. It'll affect the rest of your life if you get it. It can. Not that it does that to everybody, but what they're finding is horrific, right? And it's new. We're just getting into it. The science is new with Omicron, isn't it? And then there'll be another one, right? So, all right. Let's see. When it comes to the United States, you have a large amount of people that don't believe it, you know, and they're getting also blamed for the spread of it. But there are people who are vaccinated that have it. Their symptoms may not be as bad. In those most cases, you know, if you're immunocompromised and you're vaccinated, it might affect you a bit more. But it's spreading around, and you have millions and millions and millions of people who have dug in who aren't going to get the vaccine. Nothing is going to force those people to get the vaccine or make them get the vaccine. Maybe a very small percentage can be persuaded. The rest of them have a real problem with not understanding the virus itself and the layers involved, right? So, and, you know, a lot of them may have a distrust for the government. A lot of them may have a distrust for pharmaceutical companies. All that was earned by government and pharmaceutical companies. I'm not going to say that they haven't, you know. Trust is a weird thing. You know what I mean? So, it's affecting the kids. I'm reading articles about endangering kids in a way that get diabetes. I mean, diabetes. You know, you start saying these things, you know, this isn't some flu, right? But keep in mind that these mutations have the ability to go right around, you know, vaccines and antibodies and whatever that's going to try to keep them away. I read a study last week on how they used oils from marijuana, you know, CBD and THC, whatever, and they were able to kill all these variants of COVID-19 and injecting it into these cells and kill them. So there's science out there that's trying to kill the virus. You can't just walk away and say, ooh, it's all right, and let the virus keep spreading. I'll say it like this. The more this virus spreads, the more variants are going to be created. The more these variants are going to be created, the more you're going to have the likelihood of one that's just as infectious as Omicron or more, since Omicron paved the way, and something extremely deadly. You know, if you could come across something, a fast targeting pneumonia, and you're dead within 48 hours, that's the scary part. Why, by keeping it alive, you're allowing it to keep going. You're allowing it to spread. You're allowing it to mutate. You're allowing it to change, adapt, overcome, and it's going to keep going. Do you really think that the thing is going to become inert and it's just going to go away? It's never given any indication of that. They're saying Omicron is less deadly, less, you know, whatever. That's why the hospitals are filling up. Really? That's why body bags are piling up? Really? So why don't we use intelligence, you know? And we'll get that Andrew Cuomo. we'll take him out of the ice locker and let him do the job for a while. Because this guy, I don't even like him. You know, I don't say good things about him. This dude pulled the whole Northeast together last year for COVID-19 and put together contact tracing and beat this virus down. It was the Northeast that were the first states to beat down COVID-19 through that kind of leadership and the leadership of Zucker, who was the head of the health department. Now they're all gone. They all had to resign because of Cuomo's stuff, you know, because of the whole Me Too, whatever he did. I wasn't there. I don't know. That's my excuse. The only thing I came away from with him was that his line. It's like my famous line. Not mine, but I'm going to use it one day if I ever have to, if I ever tell a lie. He said, "I only lied to protect the truth." Oh, my God, man. You know what I mean? Genius. You know, why would you not want to have a guy like that as governor? Eh? So, let's just say that while you're in this world of, you know what's happening. If you don't know what's happening, then you're going to be quite surprised over the next few weeks. But enjoy what you got now. Savor the moments. And this is why you tune into this show, because we talk about stuff. And we also talk about people's mentalness. And I never knew who Paulina Porizkova was. I still really don't, other than she dated some rock stars. But I see her with a drastic attempt of trying to be youthful in front of the world, you know, and this is what these people need. This is the dangers of insecurities of humans. And I'm not talking about her necessarily, because she can't really affect your life at all. But imagine the people who are very powerful, who make decisions, and their insecurities and what they do can definitely affect your life. And we support it. Anyway, that has nothing to do with this. I'm just going off on a different branch is what I'm doing. I'm getting back to the tree trunk. Don't worry. So, but this is what gets me. Because I'm all for women's rights, and I fight for women's rights. I always have. Men's rights, too, you know, because we also have them. And I think that people do need to be equal and not one suffering, you know, because of the other, no matter what your perspective. I'll say it like that. Polina Pruskova, here's your shares stunning lingerie photo to tackle aging stereotypes. Sexy has no expiration date. So if Andrew Cuomo walked up to Polina Pruskova wearing this lingerie, and she's making a real sad, horrible face too, man, like someone's forcing her to do it or whatever. Yeah, what do you think she would do if Andrew Cuomo said, "Hey, baby, you're a sexy, sexy thing"? And he wouldn't. But what if he did? She'd call the police. 911. Andrew Cuomo just said, "Sexy, come arrest him." On Tuesday, the 56-year-old model stripped down for her more than 700,000 followers. So you got to think that 700,000, a lot of them are very fake. You know, these people, when they start auditing and going through who's following them, turns out there's a ton of fake accounts. And mainly those fake accounts put together by her management company, others that want her to be relevant. So she probably more has like, you know, 32,000 maybe. And that's a good number for someone like that. And I would never condone anything Andrew Cuomo does, including naming a bridge after his father. Although the bridge is about to snap into pieces, I understand, which was a lot like his father. So I guess it's aptly named. Okay. So she's got to put on, you know what? Can't she just like come out with some kind of intelligent thing, you know, some kind of representing women? I'm going to say something that's going to be good. No. Here's a woman, 56 years old. Who's a year older than me, which I don't consider old. And she's donning this lingerie, but you know, she got some hard miles, man. We all do. You know, this is a disgrace. This is like disrespect for herself. This is a cry for help is what it is. It's a cry for help. You know, she's not advertising underwear. She's not making any kind of other statement that you're sexy at 56. You could do this. Sexy is a whole mindset. It's not just putting on some lingerie with your floppies hanging out. That's right. Getting ready. She captured, this is what she captured. Getting ready. She's getting ready for something. Look at that. She got a nice big place, tall ceilings, piano in the background, some nice furniture there, nice big bed, nice floor, wooden floor. You know, what was she trying? You know what? She needs to volunteer. She needs to do something, not in her underwear. She needs to go out and do something. These people, unfortunately, she was some kind of sex object, sex star, sexy something, whatever, a supermodel or whatever. And that's what she identifies as. That's how she needs to stay relevant. But she can't because she's aging. And it's okay to age gracefully. Nobody ever said it wasn't. But people do. Don't we? Because they put themselves out there as such. We're going to talk more about these Sex and the City girls and what now they're comparing them to the Golden Girls. And we just did that last week on this show. So yes, right. Everyone's listening to the Red Pill News, except I'm going to break it down in the hysteria that these people get at that age when they think that they're still 19 years old. I'm 55 years old. I know I'm not 19 years old. I wasn't even happy at 19 years old. I'm not going back to that. And I look better now than I looked when I was 19. So there you go. But, and you know what? All right. I'll get on that in a minute. Right. So she says, getting ready. When captioning the photo of herself posing in a black lingerie set. So she captioned the photo of herself. So there's no cameraman, hey? But yet she's looking at somebody, not the camera. She's looking at the person who was holding the camera. And obviously it's not a selfie since, you know, she doesn't have a camera in her hand. It's not set up anywhere. Also from the angle. And, you know, that nice flash on there. This was someone taking a picture of her. So, but look at her face. I wish you could see it, man, because it's sad, you know? I don't know. It's sad. So then you get the people. Thank you so much for sharing this, Paulina. One Instagram loser wrote, user. Instagram loser user. Not only do you look absolutely beautiful, but you're setting an example for all women that they're suddenly less sexy after the age of 40, and it's all downhill from there. Oh. It's a downhill goddamn ride of a lifetime, man. You can see all those signs, 7,000 feet, 6,000 feet, 5,000 feet. Oh, man. Oh, there's a truck runoff over there on the right, man. Oh. Little Botox runoff. Woohoo! You're going to try to reverse the aging with some Botox. Oh, my God. And they end up looking crazy. Sad. Age gracefully, man. And when people, you know, women wear makeup, to me it makes them look older, not younger. When women wore makeup when they were young, they wanted to look older. So when they were older, you wear makeup. It's not to look young. I guess they want to smooth something out. Isn't that just good living and drinking a lot of water? Isn't that what that is? So this, she's setting an example for all women. Do you hear that? All you women out there, you're an example. This Paulina Procopio-Bovia is putting on some lingerie, sitting on a bed with someone taking a picture of her, and she's an example for everybody in the whole goddamn world. Men, too, if they like to wear lingerie. Why not, man? I don't begrudge that. Put on some heels and some thigh highs. Whatever. Whatever you do. It's none of my damn business. So they think that they're suddenly sexy. Oh, yeah, really, you know. You're just as beautiful as you've always been. Just in a different way. Oh, ow. Ouch. Oh, the daggers. The daggers in the heart. You're just as beautiful as you always been. Just in a different way. Oh, man. Yo, yeah. You should have just stopped that. You're just as beautiful as you've always been, period. You don't got to keep going. You know those people that keep going and they shouldn't. You know, they just keep going. Where at some point, if they didn't have to keep going, they'd be in safe water. But then they just keep going. Yeah, those people. You've always been. Let me sing that. You're just as beautiful as you've always been. Just in a different way. And people need to start realizing how aging works, you old cranky sea hag. Yeah. Is that someone who's supporting you? Or is that someone who just kicked you in the butt, in your saggy butt? Come on, man. What are people supposed to look like when they're this age, you know? See, now, I try to keep stress at a minimum, and I drink a lot of water, and I don't drink alcohol, really, you know what I mean? Like, I get into whiskey tasting, but it's been probably a year since I've even done that, but I don't get drunk. I think maybe I've been drunk twice in my whole life, you know, so I don't do things that are going to make me age. I don't hang out in the sunshine all the time, you know what I mean? Only certain parts of the day, like the sunset, that's my thing. But I think the people that you stay in the sun, the women, you know, especially women go to the beach, you see what happens when they live their life at the beach and they get, you know, the skin just turns, man. It doesn't stay nice. It gets leathery and whatever. Men too, and everybody who's out, the sun can damage you. Drinking alcohol can damage you. Smoking cigarettes can damage you. All of these things. So, and there's no, you know, secret miracle fruit juice that's going to bring you the other way. It's going to save you, pop a pill and then you're good to go. So it's all how you take care of yourself ultimately. You know what I mean? Although I do need to lose a few pounds, but that's a whole different thing. This one says, goddess, of course, sexy has no expiration date. Added another Instagram loser. Stunning as always. There you go. That's probably your manager. You go, girl, one fan cheered. You make aging look beautiful, and it is. So what does this keep saying? That you're aging, you're old. Why does it come down to that? Why? Because they're trying to push something here, you know, is why. Why does it come down to, you know, you look good for your age. Aging is beautiful. Aging. And that's the sad part. That's what people are focused on is the age, not what's in within the person, right? I bet you don't know about Polian and Pocahontas. I bet you don't know what she can do. I bet she's got all kinds of hidden talents. Maybe, possibly, maybe not. Thank you for representing women our age as the beauties we continue to be. Women can be very sexy at any age. So they're focusing on you're sexy. But if someone says that to you in public, then they're a pig, misogynist pig. They should be, you know, beaten, right? So which is it? What is it? They got to feel sexy for themselves? It's like Britney Spears taking her clothes off, you know, and then going on Instagram. That's, you know, and getting people to say that, how beautiful and hot she is and all this other stuff. That's like going into a trailer park and taking your top off. I mean, you're going to get that reaction, man. I mean, that's Instagram. It's a trailer park, you know, not putting people down in a trailer park, by the way. Some trailer parks can be very nice. But let's say it's a bad one or a neighborhood. Let's say it's a neighborhood you don't want to be in, man. You know, it's a bad neighborhood. Instagram, you're not going to get, you know, oh, aside from your friends that might like this or like that, what good does it do you? Well, good. Do you need the acknowledgement? I know there was people out there that kept putting their selfies nonstop 30, 40 times a day until certain people shamed them into like, why do you really need to do this? Do you think that we forgot what you look like from 1 minute to the other? But people need, they want the attention. The attention. The internet opened up a whole world of attention for people who seek it. Right? Here we go. A beautiful woman is always going to be beautiful in many different ways throughout her life. Another loser mused. Age doesn't determine whether or not someone is physically beautiful. So thank you for proving that. All right, so she said, age doesn't determine whether or not someone is physically beautiful. But here she is in lingerie, trying to show it off. Now there's like a close-up of her face. She got some miles on her, man. You know, at 56, hard life. Wasn't she married to some rock star? She got the sunspots all over the place. She's aging, but age gracefully. Big deal. We all going to age. We're going to die. Nobody gets out of here alive, you know. So, but earlier this week, Porizkova shared a powerful message about how many women feel invisible as they get older. Because they want attention. They want attention. Do you really think that there should be some young 20-year-old dudes chasing around some 56-year-old grandma? Do you really think so? I think that's bizarre. You know, it's not cougar. Come on, man. That's beyond a cougar. And even that's bizarre. You know, it's not like these guys are going to settle down. and whatever, man. And then they're gonna say, oh, if you're a male and you're 55 and you date someone who's 20 or 22, then you're evil, you're a pig, you're all this. But it's okay. Look at me and my 56-year-old floppies hanging out in my underwear. Oh, I'm looking for a 23-year-old guy. Hoo-hoo-hoo. And all the other women are like, yeah, you go, girl. You see that? That's the way it is. It's not fair. It's not fair. And a lot of younger women are looking for older guys because they're stable. They like that dad body. You know what the dad body consists of? A big fat wallet sticking out your butt. That's what that dad body is. It's mentally stable, not likely to go out and cheat. Notice I said not likely. I don't know. I think whatever... This is why I see it. If you get the chance to be happy, go and be happy. You know, don't let people judge you. But if you be dating some young ass girl and you're a 55-year-old guy, there's mental problems going on there that you need to get fixed. So it's just even like, you know what? Let's say you're 55, a good zone. Let's say you date someone who's like 30, 35, something like that. That's a big difference in age, but it's closer enough where you're both adults and have experienced life a bit, and can make those choices, right? Young people, they need a lot of growing out there. So old people shouldn't mess with them, no matter, men or women. Leave them alone. I know one time, I was in the club business, and this guy, it was a young club, basically, young people. I was young at the time, too. I remember this old guy. And he's probably my age now, I mean, if he's in the mid-50s, he probably was in his mid-40s. He had, like, a bald spot. He's wearing his, like, sports coat, trying to, like, go into these places and look at these young girls. And he, was complaining all the time to me. I don't know why he complained to me. That these girls didn't want to talk to him or know from him or whatever. And I said, because you're old. you're in the wrong place, man. You need to go to the Blue Note Jazz Club down the road or something. You need to go somewhere where there's not a bunch of 18-year-olds hanging out, But some people just can't let go, right? So here we go. I believe our aging faces and bodies are not caving ceilings that need to be fixed, she wrote. It's only a different kind of beauty that is not quite accepted or seen. Kind of like that rusty patina on a nice car, those rat rods. Yeah, rat rods. It's the lushness of summer heading into the color explosion of the fall. Yeah, where everything dies. You know what I mean? It's a different kind of beauty. It's a different kind. Here we go. It doesn't negate the beauty of each. It's up to us, the sisterhood, to applaud one another until the rest catch up. So the sisterhood, they're going to put on lingerie, and no matter how old they are, and applaud one another, saying how beautiful they are. But at the same time, be all resentful because the attention that they want is not applied to them because they're not the people that they think they are. That makes sense. God, I hope so. Because I'm not saying it again. So now, of course, you heard it here on the Red Pill News first last week, probably even last 2 weeks. People are pointing out how the Golden Girls are the same age as and just like that, which is the new show of the Sex and the City people without Kim Cattrall. Because there's some bad blood going on there. And then this is funny. The article is not going to say what you think it's going to say. It's going to say something completely different, and we're going to laugh about it. All right, so. And wow, Hollywood has no idea what older women look like, whatever that's supposed to mean. So here you have a side-by-side, right? You got the Golden Girls, which was, except for the older one, that older, she's really old, but you had Maud, then you had that other one and Betty White, right? Now look at their faces. Because they're comparing them. So these women are their older, you know, later part of their 50s. All right, let me see. Or let me read it to you. So I'm just telling you my BS. While the series was inconsistent with their ages throughout its run, it's established that Blanche is the youngest at around 50, with both Rose and Dorothy being somewhere in their 50s at the start. Now, that's not their actual ages. That's what Hollywood was floating out there, you know, of what you're supposed to look like when you're this age, like age 50, right? Meanwhile, of course, they were much older than that. So at the time, Betty and B. Arthur were 63, and Estella was actually a year younger than her on-screen daughter, B, who was 51. But you know what's funny? When I look at their faces, I don't see the Botox. I don't see, you know, the Golden Girls, I'm saying. I don't see the Botox. I don't see the lip lift. I don't see the chin lift. I don't see all the horrible, you know, plastic surgery and carved out faces. They look real to me. They look like real people, real faces, you know? Now, the Sex and the City ones, they don't. So now the article goes on. It brings us to the characters of, and just like that, the already infamous Sex and the City revival. And let's see. So Sarah Jessica Parker currently is 55. And Cynthia Nixon and also Kristen Davis are 54. Kristen Davis has been whinging on about people not paying attention to her because, you know, she's older now. They're all older and they want people to think that they're 19, but they're not. And I can look at Sarah Jessica Parker right now, what she's wearing. This is something that a young girl would wear. This is not something that an older woman would wear or even middle-aged woman would wear, in my opinion. You know, it's just something that doesn't belong. And it's just funny that these people, they're the ones who put the emphasis on looks once upon a time with their show, and now they're getting it with both barrels, and they can't handle it. And they're kind of just trying to draw as much attention to the show, like this article, you know, about comparing them to Sex and the City and Golden Girls. And then the Golden Girls were supposed to be this age, and these girls are really that age. But yet they don't look that different to me, except these ones, I could see the plastic surgery and the Botox in their faces, you know. You know what? That's the most horrible thing in the world, I think, is the biggest disrespectful thing to women, period, is not respecting the aging process. And whatever is that driving forces, whatever they feel the need to do that, why ever, it needs to change. And you need to just accept being your beautiful self. And you don't need all of these things to make you younger, because you're not going to be younger. You're going to be you, you know. So I don't know. I just see it maybe differently as a lot of other people. But I think that the Golden Girls look pretty old. And I think these women look sort of their age. In the mid-50s, that's fine. You know, am I supposed to be fawning over someone in their mid-50s because they look halfway decent? Listen, man, that's the exit ramp right there. Because, you know, by the mid-60s, you're not going to look the same as that. So be happy with what you got while you got it. Don't disrespect that. So here's the Pope. Pope is back in the news again. Right? Chastising people for not having kids is basically it. You know? So it's when I think of here we are. All right. Pope says to not have children at all would be selfish. So you're selfish if you don't have kids, right? What if you got a couple dogs, a couple cats? That's kids. According to the controversial remarks made by Pope Francis on January 5th, just days after a Kroger interview was published. That Kroger supermarket, I find them to be kind of expensive, actually. Speaking at the Vatican, Kroger. Kroger, I get it. Speaking at the Vatican, the pontiff decreed, the form of selfishness of those who do not want to have children, or just one or no more. How's that selfishness, Pope? In remarks translated in multiple outlets, he also singled out child-free pet owners, saying dogs and cats can't take the place of children. Ah, he heard what I was saying. How did you hear me so quickly, Pope? To answer me in the article. Ah. I don't want some screaming kid. I'll take a barking dog, though. This denial of fatherhood or motherhood diminishes us, the Pope continued. We need more people to give us donations. You must have children. Hurry up. Gotta support your church. All right, so he said, it takes away our humanity. And in this way, civilizations become aged without humanity because it loses the richness of fatherhood and motherhood. So for all those children in all these countries, especially the poor ones, and what about the kids in Africa drinking mud water and eating rats, and their parents have left them, they're gone, they walk around in, you know, gangs of other kids because they got nothing and nobody. I don't see the Catholic Church kicking up their sandals trying to go help those people. I don't see them, oh no, you got to be a mother and a father. Really? Well, there's a hell of a lot that goes attached to mother and father. They don't talk about that, you know? At least if you got a cat, you can clean its litter box out. That's not so bad. The denial of fatherhood and motherhood coming from the Catholic Church, an organization that harbors child molesters. Really? Really? And this guy gets on his soapbox. It takes away our humanity. You know, what about war and hate and all the other stuff that goes with that? And what about hoarding richness, wealth? What about hoarding? Does that take away from our civilization? And in this way, civilization becomes aged. Whatever, man. Let's see. Zoe Noble, founder of the storytelling platform We Are Child Free. We Are Child Free. Storytelling platform We Are the Child Free. So who are you telling stories to? Says the Pope's remarks are uninformed, insensitive, irresponsible, nonsense, which nonetheless have the potential to do real harm, especially to people with birthing bodies. You know, women, Pope. That's right. So he kicked him right in his nads, right through his dress. Noble tells Yahoo Life that she was dismayed that Pope Francis would use his influence to perpetuate the pressure and shame that child-free people feel, and happiness too. Pressure that she, because they don't want you to be happy. The church. You think they want people to be happy? Oh, they never even mentioned the word happiness. It's all sin, 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 sin. Shame, 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 shame. Money, 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 money. Here, you're a sinner. Give us some cash. I got to pay you for my sins? I can't even afford my sins as it is, let alone pay someone some money. I got to keep sinning. How am I going to do that? And come feel bad about my sins if I ain't get no cash. You know what I mean? Let's see. Pressure, she said, that those in the community are subject to, because they have not chosen to reproduce. The Berlin-based Brit started photographing other child-free women after a taxi driver nearly drove us off the road when she mentioned that she was married but didn't want children. Taxi driver went nuts. Oh, you don't want children. Oh. That's exactly what I think he sounded like. As a child-free woman, Noble says she's received shaming assumptions that she'll be unfulfilled without a child, or that she's somehow not a real woman. You know what? she should contact me because I'm kind of a big baby and, you know, been accused of being childish at times. And I think a relationship might kind of fill all the holes, as it were. You know what I mean? As it were, I'm saying. There's anything more than that. Because she doesn't have a maternal urge. Yeah, but some women do, especially at an early age. They want to have that baby. And then they get pressured. You know, well, a couple of their friends get pregnant, and then the rest of them, they all got to get pregnant. You know, it's a thing. The claim that she's putting out her own interests above those of a theoretical offspring is another oft-hearted complaint. I don't know why she's offended. Because it's her damn business, and it's not the Pope's business. The Pope can't talk. The Pope can't talk. Look at the dude. Talk about somebody who hasn't done kids around. You know what I mean? What about those nuns? What about those priests? It's a whole organization of people that aren't supposed to have kids. And he's out there telling people to have kids. Hypocritical. Anything else that's a little hypocritical? Oh, go out and have kids. You're doing yourself a disservice. But your whole organization is made for that. Yeah. The word selfish has been thrown at child-free people. Yeah, I'll throw selfish at you. I'll throw selfish when there's poor people sitting right there on the steps of the Vatican who are starving, and they have all the wealth and gold and jewels and riches, all the stuff. And then they piss right on their heads, these poor people. And the only thing they can say is go out and have kids. Come on, man. How dare you? How dare you? So the rest of the show, I want to kind of do a little run through of my little Kanye thing. Because I'm fascinated by it. I really am. So, of course, you know, Kanye West bought a house right across the street from Kim Kardashian. They are estranged. They are not together. Getting a divorce. All that, right? They got kids together. That's now she's dating her transition guy, Pete Davidson, who is a comedian, basically using him as a coffee table, you know, putting her feet up on him. And then, you know, whatever. He's the guy that does the midnight run to 7-Eleven in the house, I guess. So Kanye was struck by inspiration. He tended to quickly follow through. He made the quick dash to buy the house across the street. He said if he couldn't live in the house, with his family, he would buy the home right next door. So, and then he did it. All right. Though he's already got a new $57.3 million Malibu mansion, about 30 minutes by car, from the Kardashians' vast Hidden Hills estate. And let's see, she's not wavering from wanting a divorce. So he dropped another $4.5 million on a relatively modest Hidden Hills estate. Happens to be directly across the street. See, that's love, isn't it? Or is that stalker? Is that love or stalker? I don't know. Got to think about that one. So here's the next headline. Kanye West raps about wanting to beat up Pete Davidson in new song, Easy, spelled E-A-Z-Y. And Twitter is losing it. So, in a turn of events that will surprise approximately 0% of people familiar with the situation, Kanye West called out Kim Kardashian's boyfriend, Pete Davidson, in his new song with the game Easy. Easy. The track dropped on Friday, and people across all corners of the internet promptly went to work dissecting the lyrics. People listen to dissect the lyrics like it's got some... some messages. Oh, man. Let's play it backwards and see what he said. I'm going to kick his ass, kick his ass, kick his ass. I'm going to kick his ass, kick his ass, kick his ass. Oh, my God. Kanye's threatening his kick his ass. Or he said something about kick his ass. Okay. Let's see. Let me get down to the important part. Life is too short. Let's see. We having the best divorce ever. If we go to court, we'll. These are the lyrics. Okay. Copen. I watch four kids like 5 hours today. I wear these Yeezy boots everywhere, even in the shower today. I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids. Y'all stop talking. Where's the threatening part? And this guy has a $56 million mansion. You see how things are screwed up? Do you get it? This dude. Okay. Let's see. Kanye really said, God saved me from the crash so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass. He wants the smoke. What we said? Oh, man. So anyway, let me get past the stupidness. Because now you got the ex wanting to kick your butt. So now you're Pete Davidson. You know that you're in a situation that's not going to last. So the only thing you're going to get out of it is the attention and some fun, whatever fun you can grab from a situation like this. It's a good story to tell in the future. And then on top of that, you know, Kanye West is crazy. And then, you can kind of provoke that guy into doing crazy stuff, which is really funny. For a comedian, it's gold, because comedians love to antagonize people. Right? And this is a situation where the very essence of Pete Davidson hanging around this woman is antagonizing little chipmunk cheeks here. Obviously, he's buying houses across the street. So Pete Davidson responds to Kanye West's diss track. Another day in the epic star-crossed tale, but Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson's romance continues as the comedian responds to a boiling feud between himself and Kanye West. The Saturday Night Live actor made light of his current girlfriend's ex-husband's violent threats while performing a skit on the long-running comedy show. The cold open featured fellow castmates James Austin Johnson as President Biden, with Davidson dressed as a futuristic version of United States Executive Commander-in-Chief. Ugh, already sounds terrible. Davidson explained that Johnson currently, this is crap. Let's see. Poking fun at Biden's historic. What does that have to do with Kanye? The stand-up comedian took a moment to break the fourth wall and assure the audience one sure thing, that he's having fun dating the Skims founder and the reality TV star Kim Kardashian. So I actually said that in the show. Hell, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun dating her. It's a very interesting. Right in the middle of the show. I mean, that would be okay on this show because I don't have any skits or anything. This is the real deal, baby. Pete Davidson continues, his world is maybe more fun for him. I don't know. But you see, he's kind of caught in a pickle because she's using him to get back at the other dude. And we all know that, man. Come on. You know? So I just worry about Pete Davidson, man. And then Kanye West is under investigation for punching a fan. He'd probably look like Pete Davidson. He's reportedly under investigation for criminal battery after allegedly punched a fan in L.A. Let's see. The fan told police he approached, went to ask the autograph for whatever he is now, his name is, jumped out of his car and punched him, knocking him to the ground. That's what happened. So they filed a report. He's probably all mad, looking on his phone at Pete Davidson. Hey, can I have a fan? Can I have an autograph? You mother effer. Oh, man, what are you punching me for, ye? Because ye look like Pete. He took my woman. He got my kids. He's driving my car. He's sleeping in my bed. He's wearing my underwear. I know what he's doing. Got cameras everywhere. That's right. So anyway, I think we're going to flush this down the Hollywood toilet where it belongs. You know, it just goes to show you how screwed up people are on every level. So if you think you're screwed up, and you are, know that other people are too. You are not alone in your screwed up in this. So you shouldn't be as depressed as you probably are thinking that you're screwed up, because you are not alone. There are a lot of us out here just like you. Anyway, this is the Red Pill News, where we see the truth in things and are able to laugh at it a little bit. I will see you guys next week on this here show. Good night, y'all.